Hello again and welcome back to As It Is, the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. You can hear us 7 days a week on the radio, and you can find scripts and podcasts for all our programs with your computer by going to learningenglish.voanews.com. Today, we have some information that may save your life. How do you prepare for the unexpected? We'll tell you what the experts are saying. Then, the excitement of the World Cup hits New York City. But the people you will meet are not necessarily cheering for the U.S. team. 10 minutes a day, that's all it takes to improve your American English with As It Is. Natural disasters happen everywhere in the world. Many cause property damage and loss of life. But researchers say the severity of their effects can be reduced if people take steps to prepare. A new exhibit teaches what governments and individuals can do to lower the effects. The show is taking place at the National Building Museum here in Washington, D.C. Katie Weaver reports.
Natural disasters take place often and sometimes unexpectedly across the United States. But there is technology that can save property and lives. Chrysanthi Broikos organized the exhibit at the National Building Museum. She says large buildings and other structures can survive strong earthquakes if they are built with some level of flexibility. In other words, they need to be able to bend and move as the earth shakes.
We need to let buildings move, and we can actually understand where they might fail and then go in and design buildings with that in mind.
One building design is called a special moment frame. It enables movement at points where large load-bearing supports join each other. Rubber-based foundation blocks let buildings move, while huge shock absorbers help to limit the shaking. The museum exhibit has a model of a wind wall built at the International Hurricane Research Center in Florida. The model shows how some roofs or tops of buildings are more likely to be destroyed than others because of the strong winds of hurricanes and tornadoes. Chrysanthi Broikos says tests show that a moderately angled roof is best able to withstand windstorms.
This hipped roof shape actually withstands better than actually both a flat roof or a gable roof.
In areas with powerful winds, researchers have strongly urged the creation of at least one safe room. This is a place where building occupants can spend the most dangerous part of the storm. Another concern is how to deal with storm surges and flooding. Some coastal communities in the U.S. have made artificial reefs from oyster shells instead of rocks. The builders use shells collected from restaurants to create the barriers.
It turns out that oyster reefs actually help to attenuate wave action. They also help with soil erosion.
Chrysanthi Broikos also suggests setting aside land along the coasts for parks instead of housing. She says this is more natural and keeps valuable property away from danger. As for forest fires, researchers now suggest clearing an area about 60 meters wide around a single family house.
What that means is trying to keep that area free of material that easily combusts.
Some natural disasters cannot be prevented, But researchers say planning and timely investment can provide the same kind of protection as putting sunblock on your skin before spending the day outside the house. I'm Katie Weaver.
What the United States calls soccer, the world calls football. And there is no bigger event for football lovers than the FIFA World Cup, currently taking place in Brazil. Every 4 years, the championship series brings together football fans all over the world to cheer for their country's team. New York City is home to ethnic and immigrant communities that would love a World Cup victory for their national teams. Many football fans are cheering for their teams at restaurants around the city. Jonathan Evans has the story.
For Game 1 of the 2014 World Cup, fans of Brazil gathered to watch the action at a Brazilian restaurant in the Brooklyn area of New York. They waited with excitement for a goal against the team from Croatia. They did not have to wait long. Juliana Marcuzzi smiled as some Brazilian supporters climbed on tables to dance. She says that football is more than just a sport to people from her home country.
It's sort of a religion for Brazilians. It represents our faith in our country. Even if you have some troubles, as we are having right now, you still believe on it because it's part of you.
The next day, supporters of the team from Mexico gathered at a Mexican restaurant in Queens. Marilyn Estrada is a waitress at the restaurant. She says she was excited that Mexico had just defeated Cameroon.
I feel really, really happy because we won our first game in the FIFA World Cup, 1-0, so that's exciting. It represents Mexico as a strong country. That we could win this World Cup. we could go all the way.
Two Mexican-American friends, Pedro and Diego, talked about Mexico's victory as they rode a train a short time later. They spoke with VOA reporter Adam Phillips.
The best moment was when, we got that goal and that definite score, being that, we already had some chances and we couldn't get it in there, but we got the job done and that's what matters. Luckily, the goalie saved us because, we were about to get scored on. He flew in the air and...
You think it's going to go all the way?
Oh, yeah, of course. We're hoping for the best, but the fanatics.
One restaurant on the island of Manhattan served a crowd of mostly German football fans. They had just watched the country's national team score yet another goal against Portugal. Michael Mom, the owner of the restaurant, was born in Cologne, Germany. He was excited about the German team.
Fantastic. Actually, much better than I expected. Germany is always nervous before we start. But we are definitely a championship team. We always rise to the occasion.
Nicole Weick, who was born in Berlin, also cheered on Germany. She wore a white German football jersey with a 3-star design. The stars represent the